Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country's become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he doesn't.
Well, he
wasn't
apologized
for violence.
But look, he's a very bad.
What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this: I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that, if he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency.
Imagine on January 6th that you have the ellipse full of people who showed up to hear President Trump deliver that speech. Imagine that as they made their way to the Capitol, some of them peacefully and patriotically, as President Trump said. Imagine if those people stormed into the Capitol with signs that said 8646. You think that would be cited as a threat, an actual measurable threat to the current situation that the United States was facing at that time? I certainly do. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Did James Comey intentionally threaten the president? Yes or no? Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday to you. In about 13 minutes, we're going to take phone calls on this. And I want to hear from you how you feel about this 8647 photograph that was posted on Instagram by James Comey, and he just put this picture of 8647 in the sand that he says cool shell formation on my beach walk. What beach is he walking on? Where is this beach? I don't know that it's in America. Is it in America? Is it in the United States of America?
I have no idea. But the idea that he's just walking on a beach says a lot about where he's at in life right now.
For now. He's going to have to pay a visit to the authorities, it sounds like. We want to know from you what you think. If this was intentional, I titled today's show Comey's Ope, because that's the way he's reacting to this. He's like, Ope, I didn't know. You led the top investigative department of the United States, and you're like, I didn't know. Shut up. Knock it off. I mean, some of us are dumb, but we're not that dumb. We some know that us. You know. Did you take offense to that?
I did. Sorry.
None implied, but it's interesting that you did.
No, please.
Some of us are dumb. Hey! Ryan?
No, you're making your point. I just thought I'd interject to make sure that that wasn't about me.
You have made it about you. Successfully made that about you. Not intentionally. Even the dumb ones, I think, understand what 86 means. I've heard several different explanations of where the genesis of 86 is. I've heard 8 feet deep, or no, 8 feet long and 6 feet wide. That's how long you dig. That's how you dig a grave. But I also heard on Fox News this morning, they said that you're supposed to go 80 miles out and dig a grave 6 feet deep or something. And that's how you'd be executed.
I've never heard any of those things.
That's very detailed.
Yes, it is. I've heard 86 before.
Eight feet long and 6 feet deep makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That would be about the right size. And so if you want to weigh in on this topic, if you think that James Comey was intentionally threatening the president, I'm going to unblock the phones right now and you can call. We're going to take phone calls at about 12:20. We might break a little bit early if we start getting them rolling in. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. This seems like it could be much ado about nothing, but James Comey and his history of being adversarial to Donald Trump, the position of power that he's been in, and the things that he knows, to casually stumble across some seashells like this, to me, this falls into the category of he absolutely knows what he's doing, and he can too simply, too easily just be like, oh, my bad, I'm sorry, I didn't know, and get and in his mind, get away with being able to do something like that, which is absolutely insightful. Inciting.
I've seen leftist influencers saying, oh, you guys are reacting now, but you never said anything when your side was saying 86-46, to which I had to reply in my brain, I never heard that phrase, and we're pretty locked in on the right.
86-46?
86-46. I never saw that for 4 years.
Have you seen that somewhere other than what I just said?
No.
I didn't say that happened.
But the left is saying that happened.
I've seen pictures, people posting pictures of, what about these t-shirts that I found on Amazon that say 86-46 and stuff like that.
Were people mad about them?
I didn't even know they were existing, so I didn't have a reaction to it. But also, the proper counterpoint to that was, this might have existed somewhere deep in the internet, somewhere on 4chan. This is the former head of the FBI saying this. So very, very different scenario, especially considering none of us knew it was even around.
When James Comey, he didn't just see it and like it wasn't brought up to him like, hey, did you see this? Like, it wasn't put upon him to be associated with this. He chose to associate himself with it. There is an element of thinking that has to happen before you post something on your social media. And if you're the former director of the FBI and really top 10 persona non grata with this administration, you have to think significantly about what you post online. You have to think about the ramifications. I saw a post that suggested that Comey has a book coming out at the end of May.
Oh, that would make a little more sense.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he? I've also heard in reports on the way into work on Fox News that James Comey also stumbled across some seashells that said something about electing Kamala Harris.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
I don't walk on the beach enough.
Yeah, sometimes the shore,
I need guidance.
The moon, you know, the way the tides go, that
the
just happens.
Talking to you, man.
Yeah. Sometimes it's in sticks, sometimes
Vicky
shells.
Says there are 86-46 bumper stickers you can still buy. So yes, it was out there.
News to me.
I don't think that the director of the FBI gets to get away with that type of a thing. If you see an 86-46 bumper sticker, first of all, I don't care if you're saying 86-45, 46, 47, 48. I'm hardcore judging you. When you are like, I need to put that sticker on my car. I need people on my bumper to know this. Like, I would be judging you for that. But I'm not going to know your name. You don't have actual real life influence over me, or, you know, I'm not going to be motivated. Like, you guys, I was coming from work and I saw a bumper sticker and I now choose to coexist. It was how clever all the letters meant different things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were supposed to coexist and now it's like full-on acceptance or die?
Coexist
is hostile. How quickly that changed in our lifetime.
This is really interesting. I've never seen one of these before. Maybe you guys have. But Matthew online here says, My liberal uncle has an 8645 sticker on the back of his truck from Trump's first term.
I remember 8645 from his first term.
So this is out there. So it's a well-known thing that 86 means to knock off, to kill, to get rid of. I mean, it's not as if you could look at that and go, oh, it's just a... That's not really what that means. That's the interpretation.
To me, 86 means to rid.
Right.
But rid can mean multiple things, which is where if you're a voter out there and you're choosing to say 86, 45, 46, 47, I don't know that I am automatically going to associate that message with you wishing death upon that person. But I'm not holding rando bumper sticker guy or girl or other to the standard that I'm holding James Comey. Just like I would say the same thing if Kash Patel did that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be okay if he was out there saying, oh, we need 86 that guy. We need the 86 James Comey. I wouldn't be like, that's right, man. I want a bumper sticker. It's different. It just is. Somebody commented early in the YouTube chat about when Donald Trump early, man, it's amazing to me the things that the TDSers cling to about Donald Trump, the things that he's done and said that they cling to. And it's like in all of his time, you've got no new material to add to the list. But they were talking about how Donald Trump was alluding to how much people liked him. And he said he could shoot somebody in, what did he say, like Times Square, and he'd still have support. That wasn't an actual threat to people. He was making a point about the undying love that people had for... Do I think that was a smart comment? No, because Sunglow, or whoever it was at the very beginning of the show, Sunflow, jumps on the YouTube, first commenter on the YouTube today saying, you know, Donald Trump said he was going to shoot people in Times Square. No, that's not what he said. It's just not what he said. And to me, the fact that our question to... everybody, not just to liberals or to conservatives, our question to everybody partaking in this show right now on the YouTube channel and then in just a few minutes on the phone lines, if you want to give us a call, 314-241-9797. We've got Josh, Guy, and John holding on. We got three lines open. My question to everybody is, do you think he was intentionally making a threat to the president? Even if it's like, if it's 50-50, but it's 50.1 to you, like, he knew what he was doing, but he's not actually going to kill the president. I'd like to know, because that's where I am on it. That's my vote. I think he, yes, absolutely. I would be a yes vote on this. Absolutely knew what he was doing, knew that that would be a threat, knew that it would get his name in the news cycles. And I don't also at the same time think that he is plotting to 86-47.
It'd be one of the worst ways to telegraph that you are plotting something.
Big wink.
Shh. I'm gonna walk past all these numbers on the beach and then post it on Twitter, and then actually do it. I don't know that was the intention either, but. The book thing makes a lot of sense if that's true.
Josh, Guy, John, and one line that Ethan's putting the name up. You hold on. We're going to take a very quick break here. We've got two lines open if you want to jump on. Let's hear what you think about James Comey's actions today. It's kind of the leading story, which is amazing because Donald Trump just like brought peace to the Middle East. They're like, did you see what James Comey did with seashells? And I'm not talking like Little Mermaid stuff. It would be a better story if it were. 314-241-9797. We want to talk to you. Give us a call so you can talk to us. Your call's next.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jail.
I do. Any other person with the position of influence that he has, people who take very seriously what a guy of his stature, his experience, and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Tulsi Gabbard weighing in on this with Jesse Waters last night. And then, of course, as we mentioned a little bit before, we do have this little bit of information. James Comey's tweet 19 hours ago. Nice from Publishers Weekly, out Tuesday, May 20th. James Comey, FDR Drive, a crime novel.
Oh, it's real. Mm. I hate this story more now. Mm-hmm. Gosh, there's a freaking book coming out. Unbelievable.
Is it?
No, it's totally believable.
Is he smart? Is he brilliant?
No, this was stupid.
He's so smart to get all this attention and this marketing genius of James Comey, but he doesn't know what 86 means.
Maybe the book sales will pay for his bail.
314-241-9797. We've got one line open. Let's start with Josh. Josh, do you think James Comey intentionally threatened the president?
I do not. I have two quick comments. Love the show, by the way, related to the poll and one not. If you could sure. give me 1 minute or 30 seconds. I don't think he is threatening the president's life, but now that you say the book deal, it makes a whole lot of sense because Comey loves him some Comey. If he can get in the news any way he can, then, you know, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
By the way, 86, one of Kilmeade's guests this morning said, like, for example, in Vegas in the casino, if you get 86 and your behavior's bad enough, it's 8 miles out, 6 feet down in the desert. That's where I think 86 actually comes from.
Okay. That's I think I heard that too this morning. I think I said 80 miles out.
You said 80 miles.
That's a lot farther. That's when you really
find that body. Keep going.
Josh, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's get to Ron. Ron, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you think James Comey intentionally threatened the president?
I voted yes, and while I don't think Comey ever intends to pull the trigger himself, I think he'd enjoy firing up the fringe of the left there to pull the trigger for him. Or if it happened, that's just one of them sorry things.
Yeah. Ron, I think you're onto something there. It's you know, if you want to be a pot stirrer, we got a lot of people who are pot stirrers. The best time to be a pot stirrer is when you're selling a book. You know, Guy, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on if James Comey intentionally threatened the president?
No, he didn't. All he did was create what you guys are falling for.
Uh-oh.
This is the big diversion. What happened this afternoon? The big, beautiful bill didn't get out of committee. and nobody's talking about it. Instead, they're talking about this idiot. All right? Who cares what he thinks? And then nobody's going to listen to him. And you try to tell me that criminals are going to listen to an FBI guy? No. They don't care. They don't care what he thinks. Maybe it is about his book. I don't know. But they finally figured out a way to beat the Republicans. They throw up this big diversion, and now the swamp creatures are getting their way with the big, beautiful bill. Now we got to wait till Monday. Hmm. For what? You know, for what? And nobody's even talking about it.
Fox News.
It didn't get out of committee.
Fox News report, President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill failed to pass the House Budget Committee on Friday in what appears to be a massive blow to House GOP leaders plan to hold a House-wide vote next week. And it also goes on to say Republican Representatives Chip Roy of Texas, Josh Brechin of Oklahoma, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, and Ralph Norman of South Carolina all voted against the legislation. We were going to talk about it at 105, but we're sorry we didn't prioritize it for you there, Guy.
That's okay. I'm just telling you what's happening.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate you. Let's talk to John. Thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you think James Comey intentionally threatened the president?
Well, I think what he did, like the last caller or a couple callers before, I think what he did was threw this out there and, hey, if he can get some crazy lunatic to act on it, trigger them to act on it, mm-hmm. he's happy about it. So is that criminal? No. No, I think what he did do, I think, is put his thumb on the scales while he was director. Right now, he's not the director, but he did put his thumb on the scale. Then I think that needs investigated. I mean, yeah. I don't care what he says, mm-hmm. what he does. I mean, I believe that anyone should be able to post anything they want to post.
Yeah. John,
whether that makes me think they're a terrible person, yeah, it does, but...
John, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I certainly think people can post what they want to post, but you're going to FAFO real quick if you start making things that are threatening to the president. If you had a right winger, a prominent right winger on social media, say 8646, you don't even have to be prominent. I mean, I can't think of a better analogy than what they did to the January Sixers about the amount of people, the grandmas that they prosecuted, because they were let into the Capitol. I mean, I of all of the things that I want to see uncovered, I've said many times, I want to know every detail of people who are involved. I don't need to necessarily know all the details of what actually happened, of all the Epstein stuff, of the Diddy stuff. If there are children being abused and covered up by the American government, I want those people to hang. I that is just so grotesque beyond understanding, culturally rotting our country from the inside out, that we could have sustained that for as long as it's possible that we did. But outside of that, I think one of the there are two scary things. One is the honesty and integrity of the 2020 election. And two, how the Biden Justice Department was weaponized against the American people to imprison. Gosh, we hear a lot about due process today, don't we? We care more about the due process of illegal immigrants to this country than we do actual people who were, you know, using their First Amendment right to show dissatisfaction with the government. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm talking about everybody. It's not a blanket statement. But I, as much as people, you know, the people on the left are going to come at me with like one specific instance of somebody who was maybe violent and use that as the blanket statement. I don't do blanket statements, and I don't fall for your silly arguments to try to take one piece of this story and blanket across everyone and tell me that everybody who was imprisoned and held hostage by the American government, that was okay because you've got one or two sorry stories of somebody who acted a fool. When you won't even answer questions about people like Ray Epps that we actually have questions about. Like, there's a lot of information that the American people don't have. And I'm sorry if right now my default isn't to trust the government. It's like I have such a reflexive reaction to this stuff that I have a great distrust of the government, to the point where you have to prove to me that the government acted correctly before you can possess people for years worth of time and tell me you got to prove that they don't belong there. That's not how it works. At least it wasn't how it worked until Joe Biden took over. real quick?
Well, with the Comey thing, this is a rare instance to me where, because most of the time, if you take a partisan thing and you say shoe on the other foot, you kind of look at it through somebody else's lens and you go, yeah, okay, I can see a little bit more from that side. This is a rare instance with the Comey thing that when I initially saw it, I thought, oh, this is ridiculous. But then I did shoe on the other foot and thought about exactly what you said at the beginning there, that if you took a Matt Whitaker or somebody, former head, you know, interim head of the DOJ, and he said 86-46, you'd go, whoa, 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 that is overstepping your boundaries.
And 8 years from now, some lib would be on our YouTube chat, God willing, we still have a YouTube chat to chat on, and being like, do you remember when Matt Whitaker said 86-46? What about that? I'd be like, I don't know. You didn't care then. It wasn't a big deal to you then. Scooter says Mrs. Fry supports capital punishment. Not many have the integrity to come out and say it. For child rapists, public capital punishment.
I think we'd all agree with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Integrity all around.
Thank you. Very much.
Mark, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on James Comey intentionally threatening the president, yes or no?
Well, it doesn't matter if he meant it or not. He put it out there. And you should be locked up for that. I guarantee you the Secret Service would be banging my door down if I would have done something like that. And do you remember the old days when the stories, what happened to the law? I mean, you cannot threaten the president in any means whatsoever. Mm. I mean, you did prison time if you threatened Reagan or somebody back in the, you know, in the old days. Remember the good old days? And
Brian?
Now maybe they're not... They're not going after Comey because they'll say, well, Trump's getting revenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Just don't do it, man.
Yeah.
Since he did it, you know, I'm a 66-year-old law-abiding citizen, and I'm tired of these libtards just losing control, man. Come on, get a grip.
Mark,
the guy, the libtard, he suffers from Trump derangement syndrome.
Thank you.
To answer your question.
He was asking about the good old days.
The good old days.
Ryan?
I do, and I think you do too. Macklemore featuring Kesha, Good Old Days. The song, yes, I remember that. That's what you were referencing.
I don't know that song.
Yeah,
do I know that song?
Yeah, you know the song.
Sing it.
No.
Thrift Shop.
I'm not going to sing. Here, I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up. If Brad wants to pull me up.
You can't just play Macklemore and Kesha on the air.
We don't know.
Is it clean?
We don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I literally don't know it. I might know it once you play it, but we might also get fined by the FCC. I don't know that
we got a dump button. Let's live wild.
You're pushing it on Brad a little bit here. 314-241-9797. Got a few lines open right now. Let's go to Matt while Ryan does his good old days work here in just a minute. Matt, what do you think about James Comey intentionally threatening the president, yes or no?
No. And I would say, because have you ever been to a restaurant and, like, let's say they ran out of toasted ravioli and they're like 86 toasted ravioli.
Yeah.
So it basically means removed from the menu.
Yeah.
So
I think you could also say, like, hey, kill the toasted ravioli. And that would mean not like murder the toasted ravioli, but it would mean the same thing.
Yeah, it just means take it off the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it means, well, they want to remove them from office.
So you think that James Comey is being honest when he's like, oh, I didn't know it could be violent.
I think he was probably thinking that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was a waiter at one point in his life, you know. Who knows what he was thinking at the moment. But he said he's coming out.
Matt, thank you for listening. I appreciate your phone call. Can you imagine, like, going to Applebee's and James Comey's like, you want a 2 for $25? Oh, inflation, 2 for $30.
Yes.
No, you know,
I
James
can't
Comey.
Imagine that.
You know, James Comey's working some beach cabana right now. It's where he sees all those seashells.
Oh yeah, that dude's living the life somewhere.
He's selling a book, guys.
He remembers the good old days.
You can play this? Is it foul?
It's playing. No, I got the sheet.
You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that glass first. Wish I made it to home.
You remember this song.
Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would have gotten out of my shell. Wish I
put the here.
You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Did you just replay what you already played?
Think I had the answers.
No, I don't, I don't know that I know this. I don't
intend to, but I did.
Macklemore saying thrift shop and Charlie was three or four. I'd have to look up when thrift shop came out. But Charlie would sing, I'm going to pop some tags. This is really awesome. Because it was on all the time.
That's a great song.
And I couldn't. Yeah, it is. You've got the thrift shop jacket.
Yes, I do.
Me and Brad.
You guys got me that jacket. Appreciate that.
It was in the ladies section in Walmart.
I got you this song. I wish somebody would have told me,
babe. Did you just call me babe?
That's all you need.
I don't know that song. Is it warm in here today?
Yeah, it is.
Gosh.
But we're getting worked up because of the magic of the good old days song.
Is that it?
That's McElroy featuring
McElroy.
Kesha.
McElroy.
That's Macklemore.
McElroy.
I'd rather listen to that golf special. Poor
Macklemore featuring Kesha. And my point is, that's the song that John was referencing when he called in.
The good old days?
Yeah.
He
was talking about Macklemore and Kesha.
Man, all this defense off an old joke.
I got some mileage out of it, though.
So bad.
That's pretty good.
You wear your 50s well. That's all I have
that
to say.
That is
Let's
not
take
funny.
A quick break. YouTube live
People
chat
will
poll.
Take that for reality.
Did James Comey intentionally threaten the president? Yes or no? We want to hear from you on the YouTube live chat poll. Thank you to everybody who called in. Glad we got through everybody. You can tell us yes or no and why on the YouTube live chat poll. Scooter says Comey is a weasel and his story sounds made up. Well, as usual, Scooter and I agree. Doug said, not a threat. This is a non-troversy. And Barb says on Facebook, that's a tough one. Everyone said that Comey knew or should have known the meaning and intention. I don't know enough about Comey to say if he intended to trigger an assassination technique or just trying to get attention. I think we could all agree that he was definitely trying to get attention. And guess what? He did. And guess what? He's got a book coming out. Now everything makes sense. Be or Not the Bee with Ryan Wiggins next.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was thinking about the band. I was thinking about the
band.
What a coincidence that this happened to be the bump song here.
It's funny how things work, isn't it?
It is funny. Life is funny.
Things are funny.
When did this song come out?
2013?
I would have said 2014. Yeah, somewhere around there.
You just said like a number near Ethan's number.
It was like a number one song, though. It was really big.
Huge song. And we're plugged into that world, the youth.
I am not plugged
into you're older.
To the youth. Not older than you.
It's your soul.
I have an old soul?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah,
always.
You do.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or not the Bee.
Nice save, Ryan Wiggins.
All right. These are stories that are either from the Babylon Bee, which would make them fake news, or they are real stories. I'm going to read the headline.
Or
you
if
have
they're
to
from
tell
the
me.
Bee, they're fake news, as we like to say, for now.
Actually, that's a lot of these this week. All right, let's start with this one. Letitia James hides from Trump DOJ by painting herself bronze and standing very, very still in Times Square.
Very, very still. I hope.
Are you sure?
No. That would actually make more sense.
If this was real, this would be top three stories of the year.
If they broke
read
it.
Read that headline again. It took a turn in the middle, and I forgot the beginning.
I know. Letitia James hides from Trump DOJ by painting herself bronze and standing very, very still in Times Square.
It's going to come up and just be like, boop. You got a booper.
So you guys are going with fake.
Yeah.
Sadly.
You're right.
Oh, man.
Right. It's
I
not
wanted
real.
It to be real in my soul.
Yeah. Here's the story, though. Just so you know.
Okay.
Thus far, the gambit appears to have paid off, with people believing James to be a statue of an unkempt woman who challenges perceived notions of representation. Quote, just be still, Letitia. They'll never suspect it, said James.
All you can see is her eyes shifting back and forth.
Said James, hands on her hips. Look at the dolts taking pictures of me as I hide in plain sight.
Why didn't Letitia James pick a crime she hadn't committed?
Unbelievable.
To go after
it?
Trump? Like,
it's unbelievable.
Come on. I understand that it was what you were most familiar with.
And you know she's scared because she is loud about it right now.
And anxious, you can tell. Right. It's another example of like the context of who she is and what she's done. Throw the book at her. Same with Comey. The context of who he is and what he's done. I have no sympathy for you. Whatever the max capacity of the Justice Department you can lawfully do, lawfully, throw it at him. Because they deserve that. Because they suck.
So was she... Is she next to like the 12-foot statue that they just put up in Times Square,
or is
she
the
statue?
That's
her. So she's 12 feet tall. Got it. She's literally Goliath.
It's the magic of show business.
You're thinking about this too much.
Yeah.
It's just a photogenic trick.
Ryan's like, this has to be the bee because that statue's 12 feet tall. Yeah.
It's perspective.
It's forced perspective. You understand? I'm from TV, so.
Oh, you my God. I'm sorry. I'm still adjusting to that.
I was in the industry.
You got 86 from TV.
That's true.
I'm sorry if that hurt.
What's the term for getting picked up by radio, though?
Did you?
I kind of forced my way in.
You kind of did.
Yeah.
But we're glad to have you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What a nice person.
Thank you. I know.
Next story is man with history of fighting kangaroos found dead inside kangaroo enclosure at the zoo.
No.
Oh, no, that sounds like a real story.
Not kangaroo man.
Yeah, I think this is real.
I do too.
Yes, this is real. The guy's last name is Slate.
His last name was Slate?
Yeah, Slate's body was found inside the enclosure just before midnight on Friday at the five-star firm 30 miles north of Myrtle Beach. Some reports have suggested...
This is in the United States?
Yes.
I just assumed it was in Australia.
I was like,
those Nazis are crazy.
With a name like
Slate.
Yeah, it's like a guy named Slate who got killed by a kangaroo, and you said it's in Miami?
It's in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach!
I did the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is not America. and then, well, Myrtle Beach.
You know,
how about
if it happens
that?
In Australia, it's almost like it's on another planet.
Yeah, that
me.
Didn't happen here. That didn't exist. Mm. Some reports have suggested that Eric Slate was in the enclosure roughhousing with the kangaroos at the time of his death, but we don't know that's the case. We'll have to wait for the autopsy. Eric Slate's
what
brother.
What is the autopsy going to say?
Robert, I don't know. It'll have like
does
footprints.
Does it have intentions and motivations?
Two big footprints on him.
Like, I think that probably was the thing that did it.
It's kind of like the irony of the crocodile hunter. What was his name? Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
His death from a stingray.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of doing what you do.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, I wouldn't swim with stingrays like that.
You have
and
he's to know like, if you go into kangaroo enclosures at zoos just to fight them.
They're going
to
do kangaroo stuff.
Eventually, it's going to catch up with you.
He's done it so much that he's known for it.
He is.
How many times do you have to fight a kangaroo to be known for fighting kangaroo?
One.
I think it's just one.
But
yeah.
Still.
You're at the zoo. There's a guy in there fighting a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Ah, it's just Slate.
That's Eric Slate. He's known for that.
Slate.
He's just mad at him.
Poor guy. Poor family.
All right. Yeah. Colorado Rockies accused of using performance inhibiting drugs.
Oh.
This should be real.
Melatonin found in, can't even name a Colorado Rocky. Oh, there's a Cardinal there. In there?
Austin Gomber. I don't think he's there anymore.
That's
Chris,
what I was
Chris Bryant
of.
Is
Austin
still.
Gomber.
Oh, Chris Bryant is maybe. I wanted
he's
him to be a Cardinal.
He's the big one. He was with the Cubs
is
for a long time.
Is he hitting bombs there?
Oh, he's terrible. It's like, it's the worst contract in baseball.
You go to Colorado as a home run hitter and don't hit home runs? Eek.
Pretty bad. But they are just for a little, do you have information on them? How bad they're doing right now?
Let me see if it's in
I
this
hear, I continue
fake story
to see.
Well,
they continue to have like open tryout posts that are floating around social media.
Last year, the Chicago White Sox had the worst season in baseball history, and at this point in the year, they were 11-28. The Colorado Rockies are 7-33.
Oh no!
They are on track.
It's amazing.
They
especially
are on
back-to-back
track
seasons
to destroy the worst record in baseball
That's
history
so sad.
Record. It's
I visited
sad.
The Rockies Stadium at the end of last season. Maybe
beautiful
this is
ballpark.
The Wiggins curse. Maybe we could refer to it as that. I'd be fine with that.
I blame you. Does John Mozeliak have a connection to Colorado and Denver?
Yes, but I'm not sure what it is.
I've heard that
at
he
one point
should maybe...
At one point, he was in their
go fix
organization doing
Colorado?
Something, but I'm not sure what.
Maybe it's in this story here. Let me see. No, nothing about John Mozeliak, but it says that MLB officials expressed a lack of confidence in the Rockies' claims that this is all natural and are seeking independent testing through the Joint Drug Prevention Treatment Program.
Oh, that makes me sad.
And then it goes on about the White Sox stuff.
Can you imagine being their moms? Ugh.
I cannot imagine that.
Well, you should just be a little more
whenever
introspective.
I watch sports, I don't really, my mind doesn't go there.
I think I've got a new
what if
question.
I was his mom?
What if I was his mom?
I'd probably be pretty good looking because he's a handsome guy.
That is Pete the Alonzo. Most dude thing. That is the most dude that you could take that comment. If have you ever thought, even when it's for my against my team, if they're struggling, I'm like, oh, their mom has got to be so stressed right now. And you're like, they're good looking. I'd be pretty happy
so
about
hot.
That.
Yeah. I bet Pete Alonzo's mom is really hot. Ooh, I wonder if I would be Pete Alonzo's mom.
You think
mom.
Pete Alonzo's
is she
hot?
Actually a polar bear?
That's his nickname.
All right, next story. Not just the head. Stolen Melania Trump statue sawed off at the ankles.
Now that's just cruel.
I didn't know there was a statue, so I'm going to say this is real. There's no part of this that alludes to a story that I've heard to be.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real because this sounds like what a criminal would do when they get there and they didn't have a good plan.
It is real. I know it is real.
You're right. It is real. Melania Trump's Slovenian hometown put up a statue of the city's favorite daughter in 2020, but the life-size piece was recently stolen. After seeing the statue, it's entirely possible that, the article says, Melania ordered the hit herself. Because it's just I'm going to hold this up. It's just, I'll try to describe it. It is a faceless, sort of just imprint of a person
yeah,
that looks
really
like
her.
It might be a woman.
Like, yeah, that doesn't even look like a real
person.
Put
it back up there.
Put it back up. There we go. All right. So it just looks like an outline of a person. It's
that's
not
a nightmare.
Yes. That is a real picture.
She cut it down.
That's the implication from the actual article. The stolen bronze statue itself was a replacement for a wooden one that was set on fire in 2020. So there's probably one rando in that hometown who's like, I'm going to take that thing down. I don't like that. It keeps happening. Next one.
If somebody erected a statue of me that was that hideous, I would pay someone to cut it down. I'd be like, just do it.
Yeah, well, Trump didn't like the picture of him in the Colorado Capitol. He said something about it. DNC to remove David Hogg after realizing he's David Hogg.
No comment.
I refuse to believe that this is the Bee. I am holding on the hope that this is a real article.
This is one that blurs the lines, doesn't it? It is the Bee, but DNC announced it will attempt to void Hogg's February election to vice chair on procedural grounds, stating that no one had yet comprehended that this was David Hogg. Obviously, we have to remove him. He's David Hogg, stated DNC operations manager Chandler Kilgore.
Is that a real person?
Kilgore.
For the sake of our own survival, the DNC will act quickly and mercilessly to depose him. I mean, it's literally David Hogg.
It's literally the only reason.
That's it. The whole article is written that way.
Is that David Hogg? I didn't know that.
All right. Democrats confused by legal immigrants who seem to love America.
You are not doing this the way we designed this to be done.
It's the Bee.
You're right, it's the Bee. Democrat onlookers were baffled at the unusual sight of a group of immigrants arriving in the United States legally while waving patriotic American flags. A group of 59 Afrikaners escaped persecution. Afrikaners escaped persecution in South Africa and arrived in Washington this week. Quote, wait, I'm confused. They don't hate America? Said one Democrat immigration activist. Why are we even letting them in? This is weird.
You got one more?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple, actually. Max is detransitioning back to HBO Max.
Real?
I don't know.
It's real.
Sounds like a true story. It's just a way of matter of speaking.
Yeah.
It's blurry. The lines are blurry. This is a real story, though. Warner Brothers streaming service was once HBO Go, then HBO Now, then HBO Max, and then just Max. Only 3 short years later, the service is rebranding again, this time going backwards, and we're getting HBO Max. The reason it's a story, though, is that the online comments about detransitioning back to HBO Max have become their own thing.
That's so funny.
Why wouldn't you just be HBO? That's a brand.
Is Max not a separate thing, though?
Well, did they buy Cinemax?
HBO Max is just the streaming
did
service.
Did HBO buy Cinemax, though?
I don't know the answer to that. They might have.
I thought HBO and HBO Max was a...
A merger?
Coupling.
Well, this would be a conscious decoupling.
I think it's a detransition.
Detransition.
Get it right.
AI overview on Google says no, HBO did not buy Cinemax.
Okay.
All right.
But they are both owned by Warner Brothers.
Well, samesies. Go. Next. Okay. Last one.
Pete Rose Hall of Fame induction ceremony to be sponsored by DraftKings. I know.
Aww.
I will put it last because I'm like, if we don't get to it, that's okay. But we did.
But you hurried it up.
Yeah, this is the Bee. Despite keeping Rose on the permanently ineligible list for Hall of Fame consideration until his death, Major League Baseball agreed to allow the sponsorship.
It kind of ticks me off that they did this after he died. He died early, so maybe you couldn't have expected it. Ryan, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Brad?
Yes.
Ethan?
Yes.
Annie? Yes. All right. When we come back at 1:25, we're going to do our next question segment where you can ask us anything. Put your comments right there on the Annie Fry YouTube Live. And we'll get to some things that we missed during the week. I missed a whole day. I wonder what they will be. Vote in the YouTube poll. We'll be right back. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.